This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
There's a big vote on corporate governance today. Bank of America shareholders will vote on whether one man, Brian Moynihan, should have both the job of CEO and chairman. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Several big shareholders are seething that Bank of America last year gave its CEO the chairman job without consulting them. Critics of combining these jobs say the CEO should run the company and the chair should oversee the CEO. To bank analyst Mike Mayo at CLSA, it's like a football team where one guy is the coach and the general manager. Sometimes you split them up.
If you've had a team that's lost a lot of games, then you say, okay, the coach focus on what's happening on the field and the general manager ensuring there's proper oversight.
Makes sense in theory, but studies are inconclusive. In the banking world, J.P. Morgan and Goldman combine the jobs and Citi splits them. Bill George at Harvard Business School was both CEO and chairman of Medtronic. He says separating these two jobs can bring power struggles.
A number of European companies have done this. The board of the pharmaceutical company Sanofi split it, and it led to a real rift in conflict.
Both he and Mayo say the question depends on the company and how it's doing. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.